I said that we'd come on to some strategies, and I'm just going to share with you some strategies that we use in schools and say hopefully try and relate them to home as well. Obviously quite a lot of work in schools is, you know, raising awareness also and trying to, you know, help the staff to understand the difficulties that the children are having. Some of the strategies that we suggest for, you know, difficulties with language and communication will be, you know, just giving extra time for the children to process information, trying to use mainly information carrying words where possible and cut down the amount of words you use. In the early bird programme as well, it's lots of the same kind of things. Sometimes for older children who are having trouble processing verbally, it's difficult because obviously, you know, some children have very good verbal vocabulary, but actually the processing verbal information they find very difficult. So trying to encourage teachers to perhaps write down a few instructions for the children and leave them on their desk if they're having difficulty retaining that verbal information can be quite a useful one. Modelling the work tasks exactly as you want the pupil to complete them, so that as well as the verbal, they've got the visual prompt of what it is you want them to do. And at Fremantle, we do an awful lot of modelling tasks, and Sue Stevens, our deputy head, was reminding me the other day of a video of me doing a group session on literacy where I was sort of doing the task. I think we were making a Christmas book or something, and I was cutting out my angel wings and sticking them in the book and writing my name on it and putting it in the finished tray. And actually my welfare assistant at the time, I'd sort of, you know, model the whole process right through to putting them in the tray so they knew exactly what they had to do. And just before Christmas, she presented me my own Christmas book because she'd kept all the bits and put the pages together and my own Christmas book. I also actually ended up sent a Mother's Day card to my mum with my handprints on that I'd made. I thought, well, I've made it now, I might as well send it to her. So absolutely got this huge envelope, just some reception child sized card comes through. But you know, we showed the children what I'd, and I enjoyed it so much. They used to laugh at me because I thought I was enjoying it more than the children, actually, most of the time. Probably true. Obviously, our children, you know, have difficulty recounting past events. We use scrapbooks to help the children. This is actually part of Carol Gray's recommendations. We'll come back to Carol Gray a bit in a minute. But a scrapbook to help the children to recall what they've done at the weekend. And the parents get these home on Friday. I asked these two if they would mind. Well, I asked them if they'd mind showing, because they've got sort of photos and bits, and they both said they wouldn't mind. So nice examples to see. You can see they're real ones because they're very well used. The parents get sent home the scrapbook on a Friday night, and they just stick in, you know, anything really to do with what they've done that weekend. Obviously, the advent of digital cameras has made it really good because you can see that was obviously in the autumn term having fun with pumpkins. But also, they've been to the beach and they sort of made a little picture stick in, and the children absolutely love them. Where was that? Legoland, I think. And just cutting out, you're just picking up the leaflet and cutting out the bit from the mat and sticking it in. So as you can see, it's not, you know, you don't have to, not doesn't have to be fantastically put on his own contribution let into his scrapbook. You know, all sorts of little bits and pieces stuck in there. Harry Potter glasses, I think they were.
And a little in that book?
Oh, a lot. This is from September. I know, we did joke with the parents. They don't feel under terrible pressure. You have to go out and do it. Sometimes, I mean, that one, you know, it's obviously they've been to McDonald's. And it was just literally the packet and the, when the children see it, they can remember actually being there rather than, you know, if you say to them, what did you do at the weekend? Well, it was ages ago, wasn't it? Oh, sparklers. That one can identify all the times of year from their scrapbook. But lots of, you know, another trip to McDonald's there. This little chap, it's one of his particular favourites. He'd obviously been on the internet and, you know, printed out a page. So it's, you know, it can absolutely be anything. They've gone to the garden centre and he's just looking at some, you know, some pots. And the children absolutely love them. And when you get them out, they want them. They actually enjoy also looking back. That's why it's quite nice to have a book rather than just one thing bought in at a time. Because then when it builds up, they can look back at things. And they'll, you know, even if they can just give you one word from that about what they've done, it's really useful. And we do try it at school, if one, because we do an outing sort of once a week, if there's something relevant to send home, so that we can do a sort of, you know, a two-way kind of thing. So we did an outing the other day, actually. The children, we've been to buy stamps one week, last week, and then they'd done envelopes, and they traced their name on the envelope and done a printing picture, and we were going to send this to their house so that they put it in the box and then they'll receive it, you know. Probably today, actually, is the day. Second class post. It could be weeks, couldn't it? But I was taking photographs of them putting it in the box because we thought then we could show them, you know, here's you putting it in the box and here it is at home. And some other lady came up to post the letter, and he thought it was strange, you know, hanging around post box and taking photographs of people putting their posts in. I mean, terrible reputation around the area. Oh, obviously another communication strategy we use is PECs, and that's a sort of whole 2-day training in itself, so I'm not going to even pretend to try and cover that, but I'm sure some of you will be familiar with the sort of PECs approach and the little folders with all their bits and pieces. And then basically it starts off just in a sort of very potted history. They would start off asking for something by just giving a picture, gingerbread man biscuit, and getting that, and then moving on to making up sentences. I want paint, please. And giving you the sentence strip. Accompanied by, if the children are pre-verbal, we always read it, they point and we read it, so we always give the language with it, so it's not a replacement for verbal language. But, and if they have verbal skills, they will read sentence when they give it to us. And that's a, you know, huge, it really encourages some of the children who have language but are not sure about using it. It gives them sort of the prompt that they need to actually be able to use it. And we use it quite a lot. One of our teachers has just passed her PECs implementer, which was a huge sort of lot of work for her, but she works really hard on PECs in the school and does a lot with PECs in the curriculum, which is really useful, and on outings as well for learning to use it. I'll just put a little note here, PECs versus Makaton. We still do use Makaton at signing at school to accompany songs, you know, signs to go with the songs, and where it is an extension of natural gestures, so calm and sitting and that kind of thing. But we find we're using PECs probably a lot more at the moment because it's sort of so translatable to, it's not the right word, is it, but to other people. Because Makaton is great for everybody who understands Makaton, but if you go outside of people who understand it, your sign for sort of biscuit and toilet don't become terribly useful, whereas anybody, if you give them a thing saying, you know, I want toilet please, is going to understand what you need. And for children for whom this is, may become their, you know, one of their primary forms of communication, it's very important that it's understood by everybody. So we use them sort of alongside, but PECs is a very useful tool for us at school.